Hello, my friends, and happy Sunday. My name is Waitha. Welcome to Life by Waitha and my little Sunday podcast. If this is your first time here and you found me, welcome, everyone's. Thank you so much for stopping by this Sunday. Today I am here with my happiness planner series as I am working through the book or the journal that is the Law of Attraction. Today I am doing last week's exercise, which is the list of attractions. So grab your hot beverage. It's September 1st, y'all. It's beautiful. I'm so excited. And sit back and give a listen for a little bit. So here we go. So it is September 1st. I feel like a little kid on the first day of summer, because to me, September and October, those are my summers. I just love this time of year. Yes, I'm in love with fall. I'm one of those crazy people that's wishing for fall all year. That is me. Call me crazy. Hey, whatever. So right now I am, you know, taking some days off, trying to, you know, decompress, do some self-care and just relax. Unfortunately, my days don't begin like everyone else's days, but I'll get into that. So, this week, I'm going to be talking about truly relaxing, fall plans for the blog. You know, I got a personal rant coming, and then we're getting into my list of attractions. So let's begin. Truly relaxing for me is kind of hard, and I say that because it's not even about waking up late. Even if I get up at 7:30, because you know, I'm dealing with my cat's medical issues, so she has to be fed every 12 hours, and if it's not every 12 hours, it upsets their little stomachs, and then I'm waking up to vomit, and we don't like that. So now every morning I'm getting up checking the floor. I'm checking the poop for blood. I'm checking the vomit for blood. I'm checking. I'm looking. And then I have to crush her pill, give her her food, and then I can go on about my morning. But it's not ideal, but it is what it is. But I would like to take some time to just truly relax. And this is not necessarily sleeping, although naps are awesome. But excuse me, just to be able to truly relax and not have to keep a time schedule on what needs to be done, because I want to get out and do a couple of things. I have some little things planned, you know, can't sit here the whole time. That's the waste of these days, y'all. So that is what I'm looking forward to for the next several days. And I will let you all know how that goes next week. So now, fall plans, and these are specifically fall plans for my blog, because I love to do fun stuff. Like, I've already done or posted, and I will include that link below, books to read for fall. I also want to do some other lists like TV and movies, and I have up and coming a fall bucket list, but city edition, because I live in the city, baby, so all that other stuff is not really accessible to me. So some list coming, some playlist, I might have a self-care post coming. That's very hard to do when you're trying to take pictures and do your actual routine. It's just very hard to execute, as any vlogger will tell you. But I'm not a vlogger, so it's even harder for me. So yeah, fall plans happening. And Now we're going on a personal rant. And this is with living in the DMV. And if you didn't know, the DMV is the District, Maryland, Virginia. I was born in Washington, D.C., born and raised in Washington, D.C. And I live in Virginia, which is a surrounding suburb. Now, if you live in an Atlanta, a Chicago, a New York, an L.A., or D.C., you know that finding a home, buying or renting is a challenge because there's no such thing as starter homes here. And with Amazon coming, because DC or the surrounding area recently won a bid to have Amazon offices come here, it is going to make rent and home prices skyrocket. What does that do for the people that are here like me that want to move? It makes it stressful and you have more anxiety when trying to find something. I don't believe in spending $3,500 a month for 1,300 square feet. That is batshit crazy. And I refuse to do it. I want to create an environment that's comfortable, that's nice. You know, I want some amenities. I want some things in a new home. Most of us do. But I am not willing to be house poor just to be able to do it. And it's sad because people like me, middle class folk, work hard for their coin. And to say that you work hard and you make this money and you can't even afford where you're living says a lot about where you live and how things are governed and how DC is right now. DC was never really a desirable place for people to live. Folks always lived in the surrounding northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest corridors. You had some undesirable areas. But now, and this is a good thing, you have some life breathed back into these areas with restaurants and shops and things that will bring people in the area to spend money to make the area better. But when you create this housing environment that is so expensive that people that have been working a long time can't even afford to stay there, that is a telltale sign, and that is something to say about what's happening in our climate and how it's making my little home search just, you know, I look in all of the listings, I'm always looking at the listings, but I knew that looking at listings and getting into that was going to be stressful because I was going to see things that I liked, but then were unaffordable. So you can fill out a contact form, but I don't need a real estate agent bugging me about something that I can't afford or trying to put me in an area or a demographic for what I can't afford and I'm not ready to move there. So it's just, excuse me, my morning rant about that, because it's so frustrating. And I can truly tell you that the last, you know, when I said, okay, this is what I want to do by 2020, you know, I want to make this move. But it's put some pressure on me and made things stressful because it's almost impossible to find something affordable, or not so much affordable, but not ridiculous. Yeah, I can afford it, but do I want to pay that ridiculous amount of money? No. No ma'am, Miss Pam. But anyway, without further ado, let's go on to this list of attractions. So, this exercise is about what you have attracted in your life and what you want to attract in the future. And so I created this little worksheet. I do most of my worksheets in either Canva or PowerPoint, FYI. Because they gave you a physical one, But to handwrite on the physical one, because it's on this beautiful paper, I don't want to mess that up. So I just created an electronic one that's easy to post, and I don't have to worry about my raggedy handwriting. So, side-by-side column list of things you have attracted into your life and things you wish to attract in your life. I would say from the list of things that I've attracted in my life, the one that stands out better to me, or the two things that stand out to me, are love and better relationships, because that is something that I have attracted in my life. Everything else is kind of a work in progress. Now, what I want to attract is some fearlessness, because I still harbor a lot of fear. And let me tell you, fear is Satan. Fear will grip you. It will keep you where you should not belong. Do not let fear be the thing that keeps you from living your best life. And I feel like my fear has not allowed me to win in life. I feel like I can be doing so much more if I just would have put my big toe in the water. But again, fear of giving up the things, and this was last week's exercise, fear of giving up the things that I have to get what I want or be where I want to be. And who knows how my life could have turned out. I have a lot of regrets. I think about that, not on a daily basis, but pretty regularly. So yeah, fearlessness. I need more confidence in decision making, and I need to attract that into my life, because I got that self-doubt thing happening, or I'm backpedaling, I'm questioning a clear, definitive decision that I've made. I'm going back on it going, no, I'm not going to do it because of this. Or because I read something and now I'm having doubt. That is something that needs to stop. And it's like a self-sabotaging thing that I do more often than I realize, but it's just one of those things. But yeah, I'm not going to go over everything in the list. But I will just speak on what I wrote. And these exercises, any exercise for me that deals with what I want and achieving what I want, and listing goals and past accomplishments and things like that, are always hard for me because I feel like I haven't done anything. But then when I look back, as I did my reverse bucket list, and my reverse bucket list took at least a week to do, because I had to really dig deep. And it's not like they were big accomplishments. They were big. But I look at those, it just, oh, that's something that I did. It's other people that are outside your circle that tell you, do you know what you've accomplished? Do you know how hard that is? And, I just think of it as living and being a single parent and raising my kid and hustling. That's what I think of it as. So it's always really hard for me to list things that I've accomplished. And sometimes harder to list what I want in life. What do I want in life? If I say I want this, is it one-dimensional? Is it one-sided? Am I putting myself in a box by only wanting these things? So this required a bit of a pause. I had to get quiet. I had to think about it. And I still think some things are missing from that list. But that's, what's on the forefront of my brain right now. That's what I'm feeling right now. And this could be something that every year that I complete, or every 6 months I can complete, just to do like a self-check. What are some things you've attracted, in 2020? What are some things you want to attract in 2021? It could be a yearly list that's done, just to help keep me moving forward. And that's just so I don't get stagnant. And I think that's important. So when I think about what I want to attract, I can visualize it. I can see it, you know, I can write a story for you. But speaking it into existence, you know, is scary, because once it's out there, once you've talked it up and you've put it out there, you have to be careful what you ask for, because sometimes you get exactly what you ask for. So you want to put out something that's positive, something that's nurturing. You want to be careful what you choose. You know, I'm open. I want to be more open to accept what God has planned for me, because I don't know what that is. But I want to be open and accepting to what He's planned for me. And I need to get rid of, or I need to remove, these feelings of self-doubt, second-guessing, going back to see what other people have said and researching the hell out of something, and just put my big toe in the water and do it. And that's the hardest thing that I struggle with. Some people struggle with time. Some people struggle with putting plans to action. Some people, you know, struggle with a myriad of things. But my struggle right now is self-doubt. And I'm always assuming that something is much worse than what it is. And I don't know, y'all. It's just something that I wrestle with, and something that I would love to work on and eventually rid myself of. We're not going to always be 100% confident about every decision that you make. But you want to feel good about it. And you don't want to go in already doubting the good vibes that you put out there. So, yeah, that's me. And, you know, you're told as a child, but then you learn as an adult, that God works through other people and other mediums to bring you good favor and the blessings in your life. He's not going to just sit it in your lap. Sometimes He allows you, He allows other people to be a part of it. And in doing so, you are building a better foundation and better relationships, because sometimes He puts people, He works through people and puts them in your path. So, and these are good things. This is His plan all along. We disrupt His plan when we don't take advantage of those seeds or those blessings that He's given us. And my problem is, again, not taking advantage of it or mistaking it for something else. I feel like I'm going to miss it. Did I miss out on an opportunity that He put in front of me, and how my life could have been if I had have done that? Again, doubting. And as a Christian, you know, I know that God does not make mistakes. He does not do what ifs or well maybes or let me try. It is not a mistake. It is certain. I know that when He speaks to me, that I will hear it loud and clear. But right now, I just have to keep, you know, taking care of me. Keep doing these exercises. Hey, at the end, they could be completely pointless. But in the interim, they're helping me to learn more about myself, to open up, to understand how things work and how I can remove some of these self-sabotaging, what do I want to call these? Some of these self-sabotaging ways, or the way that I do things, remove them from my life and make room for more positive thinking. He is the first that I turn to when I have doubt. And then once you ask Him for His favor, then you have to leave it alone. I mean, we're flesh, we're human, we're weak. So we tend to worry when we don't need to worry. But if you turn it over to God, you should not have to worry about that. You should not have to question, because He's going to take care of it for you. And I'm going to leave us on that positive note that when you ask him for his blessing, let him worry about it. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to keep worshiping, keep loving, and keep doing you. And he's going to come up with the answer for you. And that's something that took me years to learn. When you're going to church and you're little, all you want to do is get out of church. You don't understand what's happening. You don't know the message. You just know the preacher is hollering for an hour and a half and you don't know what's going on. But it's not till you're older and you apply the wisdom and the ways of the Bible and what you've learned to real life that you understand, okay, this is how it's supposed to work. And hey, that's all I can say is live and learn, right? So I'm about to wrap this up. I always include in this Happiness Planner series some featured articles and the key to attracting what you want. That is linked here below. Next week will be my day 3, and I've given you a sneak peek at day 3. I have also included all of the posts in the series so far. Day 1, clarity, and day 2, I've included those links. I've also included the next right thing, which that has been, and I did a post about the next right thing, because that has been something that is really, of all of the books I've read this year, that has been the most helpful book that I have read in helping me to pull things out of myself. And this is also helping with self-doubt and confidence and decision making and doing your next right thing. So I hope that you all get a chance to check out that book. It is a Christian-based book. I've included some links for my favorite sites and things that I like to do while I'm here in this online platform, as well as a link to the Happiness Planner. So folks, friends, my dear, dear friends, if you have listened all the way through to the end, I love you. But you know what? That doesn't even matter. I love you anyway. I love you because you stopped by today. You stopped by to give a little listen. I kind of feel like I'm all over the place. When I do a lot of these, sometimes they feel more organized. Today felt a little less organized. I don't know. It's just my opinion. But with that, I'm going to close this out today. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Thank you for visiting my blog. Do not forget to show some love with the like or follow along, because I'd love to have you by subscribing. I want everyone to have a great week. Enjoy your holiday weekend, because most of us have that day off. Get some rest, see some family, go into this week positively. And with that, thank y'all so much. And as I always say, know thyself.